Today is Veterans Day, and all day we're asking you to use us as your method to pass along a message or your thoughts to the active and retired members of our armed forces. Our first listener called us at 8778-MYTAKE to say there are some veterans who sadly go overlooked by history.
Let's remember today the people who stayed home and supported the war effort in alternate ways. My father worked in the Navy Yard as a pipe fitter, and I treasure a little medal he was given for production.
Living history in the voices of veterans. Personal messages like this.
Hi, this is Kevin from Oxford, Mass. I'd like to say God bless my nephew John, who just enlisted in the Air Force. God be with you.
Universal thoughts from all Americans to the veterans who served the country.
This is Dallas Gunnels. I was a Ranger during the first Gulf era and the Somalia-Mogadishu era. I just wanted to say a prayer. My family and I humbly bow down to our loving Father God in prayer for your strength and safety. May He protect you and your brothers in arms as well as the loved ones you left at home to secure freedoms in the face of great loss and consequence. You are America's cream of our crop, and we will forever be indebted to you. Bless you and yours amazingly, abundantly above all you can think, ask, or hope for. Amen.
We remember the prayers that were answered and the prayers that were not.
My name is Joyce. I'm calling from Central Massachusetts. I would like to honor my nephew, Michael William Fitzgerald. As a National Guardsman, he helped build a children's playground in Bosnia, and then years later worked as a medic in the prison hospital at Abu Ghraib. Mike committed suicide last May. God bless him and all our troops.
We leave you with this poem from Brian Turner, an infantry sergeant with the 3rd Striker Brigade in Iraq. He served in 2003 and 2004, and like many others, his impressions of his time in Iraq stayed with him. He actually ended up writing a poem, within a book of poems, within a month of his return, and here he is reading from his poem, Phantom Noise.
Phantom Noise. There is this ringing hum, this bullet-borne language, ringing shellfall and static, this late-night ringing of threadwork and carpet, ringing hiss and steam, this wingbeat of rotors and tanks, broken bodies ringing in steel, humming these voices of dust, these years ringing rifles in Babylon, rifles in Sumer, ringing these children, their gravestones in candy, their limbs gone missing, their static-born television, they're ringing this eardrum, this rifled symphonic, this ringing of midnight and gunpowder and oil, this brake pad gone useless, this muzzle flash singing, this threading of bullets and muscle and bone, this ringing hum, this ringing.
Award-winning poetry from Brian Turner. It's in his, from his book, Hear Bullet. If you have a message for our troops, retired, active, at home, abroad, give us your call, a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can text us your thoughts as well. Just send the word START to 69866.